Welcome back to Patriots Preview. Mark Bertrand alongside Chris Gasper. We are live from Mercedes Stadium where Super Bowl 53 happens tonight between the Patriots and the Rams. We are now joined by Bert Breer of the MMQB. He's brought to you by AdCare. If you or a loved one is struggling with alcohol or drug use, AdCare can help. With locations in Massachusetts and Rhode Island, help is just around the corner. Your path to recovery begins at AdCare. Call AdCare now at 1-800-ALCOHOL. That's 1-800-ALCOHOL. Bert.
What's up?
How you doing?
Good.
Ready for the game?
Ready to go home?
Ready for this thing to get kicked
ready
off?
To go home?
Ready to go home? All that? Yes.
I actually think this is, just from a football standpoint, fascinating. The game didn't have the same juice during the week, you know? But I think the game itself, McVay versus Belichick, Wade versus Josh, how does Goff play? What does Gurley look like? There's just a lot of interesting kind of inside football things that will be going on out there.
The game makes up for whatever it lacked in buzz.
Right.
Right? That's what we're all hoping for. You had a story now up on the MMQB at SI.com. You sat down with Robert Kraft and asked him some of the important questions about the future. How much did you get from him?
Not a whole lot.
You're selling yourself short.
I mean, he was good about it. Like, I think the big thing was this is just my perception. This isn't something he said to me, but you know, I think he really wants to be able to appreciate what's going on here now because he doesn't know how much longer it's going to last. I also think some people in that organization are appreciating it more now because last year went so sideways, and there were so many things that were sort of introduced into the mix that we haven't seen before. I mean, right through into the off-season program with Brady and Gronk not being there, all of that, you know? And so I think he wants to have an appreciation for what's going on here. You know, I asked him flat out, like, do you know how much longer Brady's going to play? Do you know how much longer Bill's going to coach? And he sort of got dodgy on that. So I think he's trying to respect things that are said in confidence to him maybe. You know, but I think the overwhelming feeling I got from him is he really – like, he just wants to appreciate what he's got here because there's no telling how much longer things are going to be like this.
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting, obviously, you know, for the Patriots to be here for the third year in a row, fourth time in 5 years. I do get the sense, the word you use, appreciating, that they're more appreciative this time around because maybe this wasn't a team that was necessarily supposed to be here. And it's a team that could really look pretty different next year, Bert, in terms of guys retiring or guys that aren't on the roster. Is this sort of the
last hurrah?
Last roundup for this particular group of Patriots.
I think it could be. I mean, I think that this – look, I don't know if they put these things on paper, but if you put something on paper in 2014 or 2015, I'll bet you that this would be earmarked to be the rebuilding year. Like, I think this was supposed to be the year they were going to tear it down, that maybe Gronk would be gone. Maybe they'd be even take a look at, like, moving on from a guy like McCourty and Garoppolo in as the quarterback. Like, I think that that was probably the way that they saw it most likely would play out. And Brady, to his credit, just blew that plan up because he's been so good and he's been able to sustain everything at such a high level, you know? And so I think that this is actually like what they've done this year, getting here while like sort of hanging on to a team that's aging and probably is in need of a little bit of a rebuild is really remarkable. I don't think it's quite 2001, but I mean, it's up there as far as the coaching jobs Bill's done.
Bert, I talked to Jonathan Kraft on Zolak and Bertrand on Friday, and the sense I got from him was that, again, he reiterated what he had said earlier, and that is there's an understanding that there's an understanding, or those people who are wondering what's going to happen should understand there's an understanding as it relates to Tom Brady's future when it comes to his contract. He's got one more year to go after this. He seemed to think, and it seemed like he was expressing to us that, hey, I'm not concerned with it, and they think it's going to get done. Is that a fair thing to say,
I mean,
based on what you hear?
To my knowledge, there hasn't been a single discussion yet. So, I mean, who knows? You know, like, I don't know, you don't know. But, look, I think there's an understanding for who Brady is, what he means to the franchise, like, that he needs to be fairly compensated. And I think Brady, I hate to use the term blank check, but I think it's sort of, all right, like, what are you willing to work out, Tom? You know? And if you want to look at timing, and I think we all do timing with these sorts of things. The last two times he did an extension was at the Combine. In 2013 and 2016, both those deals were done right around the time of the Combine. So I think that that's when you start to look at them wanting to get something done because that allows you to sort of start to plan for your future with more of a global view of how things are going to look. when you're going into free agency in the draft.
All right, Bert. Appreciate the time as always.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Make sure everyone check out Bert's story with Robert Kraft. You can see that at SI.com. Bert Breer of the MMQB with us here in Atlanta. Coming up, a look back in Kraftwerk to 17 years ago tonight. The Patriots win in Super Bowl 36 against the St. Louis Rams at the time. Relive it in all of its glory. Coming up next on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.